Welcome to the Paint It Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Luffy Garou and Brian Katz and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
Good. Forget it keeps going.
You can talk over it.
It's good to be back in the driver's seat with my tag belt. We are back for Paint It Black Podcast. My name is Pete. That is my tag team partner, Brian.
Yes, it is.
Sleeveless plaid.
Sleeveless plaid forever, Lou. Never forget that plaid Lee.
Speaking of, though, there's heavyweight champ Lou.
Where's the belt?
Still carrying that belt.
I don't know. Your dog is probably chewing on it somewhere.
Started the show off like that every time.
Yeah.
And competing this week, we have Pope Ken.
Should I take it out? We've seen how long it is. Is that the first competition?
Do you want to? Is that how you want to start?
Well, yeah, I'd like some easy points off of that.
Against these? Yeah. These munchkins?
Come on, bro. That's hey. Just cheap thrills and cheap points for me.
We're weekend warriors over here, man. Every week, man, we're doing it.
What, pulling it out?
saying is he's a grower, not a shower.
Mm-hmm.
You should try for more than every weekend, maybe like 3-4 times a week.
I was talking about podcasting.
Oh, that, yeah.
You talking about whipping out dicks?
He's talking about dicks. You're busy looking for a belt. You're missing all this.
I found the belt. Belt's there. My bad.
Oh, I told him, like, I don't really need to hold the belt for a fucking hour and a half. But he's like, nah, you do.
It's kind of a
you do
ritualistic.
Oh, then put it down, you fucking weak champ.
Like, anyway, we're off to a great start here.
You can put it down, but the crowd will know.
Mm-hmm. Boo. Kind of champ is this?
Yeah, you get that bad.
You don't want the belt.
Anyway, from this point moving forward, I will be scoring the show. Everything you say that makes me laugh gets a point. Anything that falls flat gets a dong. And we have our beer of the night in front of us from Breckenridge Brewery in Colorado. We got Breck IPA. I bought it because it sounded like that old comic book Black. I enjoyed.
Black.
It sounds like hippie beer, if I've ever heard it.
Black is a comic where a guy literally takes his dick out and smashes another dude in the back of the head with it. Like,
it's a salami, but still. Anyway, cheers. Here's to a good match.
Yeah. Salud.
Cheers.
We should start doing that, like, It's Always Sunny, like the pregame, like,
gentlemen's, suck my dick, motherfuckers.
Gentlemen's beer, and then, like,
raise the flags.
You know, fucking Charlie McDennis shit?
Charlie McDennis, yeah, raise the beer. Yo, did you see the second one where Frank's flag was the fucking SWAT sticker, more or less?
It's four Fs.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't think it would turn out like that. And Dan's like, yeah, you did. Yeah.
Anyway, thoughts on the beer?
It's a little sour, but you know, honestly, it's pretty good, man. I like it.
Light and happy.
Very happy. Mm-hmm. Very, very happy. I don't know if I'm blown away by it.
Happy is just one letter away from hippie, too. So it's very fitting.
Wait, that's not a hop cone. That's a pot leaf. This is infused.
Blaze beer.
Amen.
They honestly had a six-pack with a big pot leaf on it and a guy in a van smoking a joint. I almost bought it, but it looked kind of gross.
Who made it?
I don't even remember. Scooby-Doo gang?
The Scooby-Doo gang?
I wouldn't trust that bitch.
Shaggy Ale.
Yeah, guy in the box looked like Shaggy.
If there was a THC, I guess, beer, would it be an IPA? Would it be a stout? Would it be like a Pilsner? Like, what kind of beer do you think?
Probably be just a regular old ale, man. Yeah. Regular old ale.
Yeah. I think it'd be an IPA. Like, IPA's got that really, really, like,
floral.
I mean, that's
finish.
Not the focus for pot smokers, I don't think.
The taste?
Talk about the taste.
They're just like, make it beer. It doesn't matter.
It'll be 19% THC, though.
Yeah, right.
Is that good?
It's like, yeah, my boner's hard.
Yeah, but what if you added beer and alcohol to it? It's like, all right, I'm sorry, alcohol and bud to it. So it's like, you get just one beer just does you right, man. You're just good. Six pack lasts you 6 days.
It's like the stoner buzz beer.
Yeah, it's like I got a good buzz going. I'm a little stoned. I'm going to watch a movie.
I'm actually into this, and I would like to invest in your Kickstarter.
I have no idea how to brew a beer or to infuse it with pot. So
they make, like, tasteless, odorless, like, THC concentrate. So you literally could put it in anything.
Yeah. Just
pop it in your coffee in the morning.
Especially because beer is heat activated too, I'm sure, in the process. There's like a whole heating and extracting process. Yeah.
You're going a little long here.
Anyway. Well, I was looking for a little help from somebody who I thought you brewed beer. Yeah.
Come on, champ, where you at?
Yeah. I was just watching that Titanic sink, man.
He was playing the fiddle as you went down.
popular.
Anyway, how was everyone's week? Anything happen? Any good stories?
I had a hell of a week.
You had a week?
Yeah.
You never have a week.
It was mostly miserable.
Would you leave the house?
Okay, so I'm going to try and leave out the boring parts.
Problems with the ice cream.
Okay, here we go. So Courtney, she got into an accident. We needed a new car, right? She's fine. Let me get that out of the way.
Really?
Good.
I think you always say that like she's so brittle and like she totals the car and just walks away from it.
Oh, she walked away from that, but then she dropped like her Nook, like her.
Oh, the Kindle, like a reader. Yeah.
You dropped that on her foot, and that has been like, that has been ruining her day every day.
Car accident.
Well, yeah, it's like that thing's like the foot. 3.5 pounds of thin plastic.
So yeah, I don't know. It's. Yeah. All right. Anyhow,
sure I broke the Nook.
Yeah.
No, man. Every time I drop my smart glass, I always try to like Pelee that shit down, like safely, like bring it.
Oh, you turn into a hacky sack master whenever you drop something.
Yeah, like, ooh, gotta get that one. Your butthole puckers a little bit. Like, yeah. I don't want to buy a new one.
But so we were going like car shopping. Went to this one dealership. I spent hours there only for them to try to swindle us. Like the sticker price was $9,000, and then they tried to fast talk us.
They just said, guy, the donuts are free, but leave.
And then they're like, this much, you know, this much for this many things. And we tallied it up. And it's like, this is double the price. They tried to bring it from 9 to 18 grand just from fees.
Fees?
Just fees.
What kind of fees are you talking about?
They're like, oh, it's because it's a certified car. Pre-owned certified. And it's like, fuck you.
What dealership, if I may ask?
Oh, Atlantic Toyota.
Toyota.
And it was a 2010 Toyota.
I'm an American, man.
Right. Anyhow, we ended up going with the trusty Germans.
The Germans?
The good old Germans.
Of course you go with that German engineer.
They've never let us raw.
Right. They might be polluting the earth, but anyhow, this is where the story gets better.
Finally.
Because I'm pissed off at this point. I'm like, wow, we wasted a day and we have nothing to show for it. And then some dude calls me. I'm expecting a call from someone else. Some dude calls me and I'm like, who is this?
Yo, wrap it up, B, man.
And then he's like,
Who is this?
He's like, who is this? And I just lost my shit. And so I'm like, don't fucking call any numbers if you don't know who's on the other end, faggot. And I hang up on him. It ensues into this giant text battle where I continually outsmart the dude and make him look like shit.
He must have been dumb.
He was really dumb. He was really done. You want me to go through a little bit of it?
No.
If you have it, sure.
All right. So the dude.
Wait, time out.
Yeah.
Is it worth going through here?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So the dude is like, man, you got some sort of issues. And which I replied, I got issues with some faggot blowing up my phone because he's playing with it like a fucking Game Boy. Go back to tweeting, Instagramming, Facebooking, whatever dumb shit you were doing on your phone.
That's all the stuff that you were doing right before.
And he's like, and I said, pretty sure.
You're this guy for doing your favorite things.
I'm like, pretty sure mom and dad are going to be mad when you run up their phone bill. And so the guy says, excuse me, you must be mistaken for somebody else's bum ass. You're the fag. Anyway, we can see this anytime. I'm like, dude, you're still talking? How shitty is your life that this is still happening? By the way, great retort. You're exactly like Ernest Hemingway. And then he's like, how shitty is my life? Do you even know me? No, and me spelled incorrectly.
Mm-hmm. How do you misspell me?
I mean, that's maybe just typing error when you're fucking around your phone.
Yeah, because that's a pretty basic word.
You know, I'm going to skip over most of the history.
You ever like read back something that you text, you're like, what did I write?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Constantly.
Like, what?
I drunk text a lot.
And at this point, the dude had called for backup. Got some of his other boys to text me. And this dude's like, oh, man. He's like, it's Ernest Hemingway, man. I'm going to find you. And I'm like, no, you're not. You ain't going to do shit. He's like, yeah, I am. I'm like, you're like Liam Neeson, just without the skills. Nothing's going to happen from this.
Still phone calls.
Was he the guy that was trying to sell you the car? Is that how it went from 9,000 to 18?
He's like, I heard you went German.
Yeah. This is, was it Ernest Hemingway fee, motherfucker?
Where's my 9K fees, bitch?
And so this guy is trying to call me pathetic. I'm like, I'm pathetic? You couldn't even deal with some dude on the phone without calling your boys for backup. And I'm the fucking loser? And so the dude just got angrier and angrier until I'm like, you know what, man? I'm bored. I'm not having fun just outwitting you over and over again. This is it.
It was a slow day at the Kansas City Club.
I'm like, this ran its course, man. You're
literally texted just as much as he did. You know that?
No, because, I mean, look, here. If you look on my phone, my responses are the blue, and his are all the yellow shit.
Oh, my God. This guy is... All the yellow shit. Into you, though. He's rambling.
Yeah, I'm like, all right,
don't
champ.
Go too far down. I see that dick pic.
You started a fight with a 13-year-old kid, and he started out by calling him a fag.
But, man...
Why did Robbie set such a wrong way, man? Like, wrong number's nothing.
I mean, who fucking calls you and they don't know who you are?
But that's called the wrong number, man.
But then when I ask who you are, just like, who's this?
You might have been expecting somebody
who
else.
Who are you? And I just lost it. Fucking lost it.
Yo, maybe
who am I?
As bad as your day was, his day was good. He was in a playful mood.
It was good until I ruined it.
Who's this crafty character that I'm talking to?
This he was so bent on making me believe that he was a baller. Which he misspelled that as well.
What day he's did like, this go down?
Sunday. And he's
so
like, I
today's
got...
a Friday, so this is almost a week ago, and he hasn't found you yet. So
I told you, Liam.
It's a good thing you didn't take his daughter
he
or something.
He must have Googled you.
She would have been in sex trafficking by
the
now.
The dude is like, I got gold bars worth more than your house.
Oh,
I'm like,
come on, man.
That's bad.
I'm like, are we just going to just start naming fake shit now? Because...
I mean, sure. Like to keep all my my gold in bar form just in case. You know?
Yeah. I'm like, nigga, I got blood diamonds if we're playing this game.
Should have led with that one.
Right.
I'm going to throw them at you from my moon base.
Yeah. I got laser beams, motherfucker.
I did mention moon rocks at one point.
I got two bomb golden guns, dual wielded. If you and your homies want to come play, I'll put you down one at a time.
Yeah, I had fun emasculating some dude and his boy. Probably gave each other...
Dude's like 14.
Blowies as they cried.
They're counseling now because all the stuff loose.
That's a like young teen level of trolling that guy was trying to do. Yeah. So this guy is not out of high school.
I don't get those wrong phone calls. I get like the old lady's doctors calling me, like leaving messages. I got to call back the office like, this is not Loretta Williams' phone. Her chemotherapy probably should be scheduled, so you might want to get a real number.
Yeah, you got to tell her that she's going through menopause. Tell that old dry bitch.
I get about three of those a month, though, where I get like people confirming like therapist appointments or doctor's appointments, and I'm like, that's kind of important. Like, you should probably have their right number. While you have my number is a complete shock.
Call back with the old lady voice, you know?
Yo, you should plug.
Oh, your dog farted again, Ken.
You should plug in your phone and call that guy back right now.
No, I don't want to deal with another 50 texts. You know,
50 texts, block him.
He saw the thing, man.
Oh, I'm dying in here. It's a small room.
It was just his reaction to Lou's story.
I'm telling you,
this is what they think of you.
Fart in your general direction.
He's like, that story was...
oh, that's foul. Oh, that's throwing me off my game here. Anybody else have a story?
Yeah, Sunday, I was cooking, and I was trying to be lazy, not clean. So, like, I put foil on the grill, and it created a pool of grease, which eventually dripped down and almost caused a fire. So,
burning down the house again?
Almost. But luckily, we had Sarge McLarge over here, and he tells us to throw flour into the fire, which really escalated it. And he's like, oh, I meant baking soda. I'm like, oh, thanks.
It turned it from like a 3 to 7 easy. Like, I was worried that it was going to burn in the ceiling, and I was like, oh, my God. Because I'm the one, he's like, he's the loudest one, obviously. He's like, flour! Flour! So I'm like, all right, flour.
He LeBron James it. He's like,
yeah. Like a magician.
But needless to say, tragedy avoided. Ken took a towel and just beat that fire down for like 10 minutes. And
man defeated nature.
Yeah, bro.
That's how you got to do it. Show it to his boss.
And then I ordered a fire extinguisher. I felt that I might be, just in case, necessary.
In penance for your crime of laziness.
Yeah.
You pay for the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, next time I'm also just going to cook on the grill and clean it. I'm just going to...
No, you should use that stuff, but just change it every once in a while. You can't cook on that. Never mind.
This is a roommate conversation for another day.
No, it's a house. Cut that out, Lou.
We'll see.
After he's done adding the ads, you know, he doesn't have that much time. He's got clocks of ticking.
I've already thrown 3 babies to the references out, too. He's probably not going to do me any favors.
All right.
Anything else worth talking about? Or are we good?
What about you, Pete?
I had a boring week.
All right. So moving on.
Let's move on. Let's do news.
Oh yeah, grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh yeah.
He said he was gonna do it and he did it.
I literally forgot about it the week before. That's the only reason why I didn't do it.
Back from the dead, Macho Man.
This is the third victory for Macho over Hulk in the last 3 weeks.
Well, Hulk, you know, he's fine. He's resting on a big pile of money.
He's got a lot of fuck you cash, and Macho Man's rotten in hell. So.
115.
Hell.
Oh, wait. We did establish he's a horrible human being.
Because he was beating on Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, hell yeah. He was a creep.
Emotionally beating on her.
Physically, maybe, too.
Physically, we don't know.
And his brother's the genius. Ugh.
But if you think about it, Hulk Hogan has $115 million worth of limp dick money.
Wimp dick money?
Yeah, he had to get up on the stand and be like, Hulk Hogan has a big dick, but that was Terry Bollea. He doesn't have a big dick.
He's just gone with it. He should be like, I have a big dick.
No, he doesn't have a big dick. That would be a dummy person.
Yeah, Your Honor, Exhibit A. Sex tape.
In every house in America, every kid threw away their vitamins and stopped saying their prayers.
It's like, but Daddy.
Like, little dick.
Daddy,
get this the hell out of here.
I thought Hulk was endowed.
Steroids, boy. Oh. Steroids will do horrible things to you nuts.
Warrior must have been endowed, man. That's why you beat him.
The Warrior. If Warrior steroids are shrinking cocks, the Warrior must have fucking had a vagina.
Well, you saw my, he did juice?
Juice.
Okay.
All right, let's do some news. First story, let's see what Lou called it. Museum. This museum is the shit.
I'm just getting like lazy of this now? Like,
it's the shit.
Oh, it's going to be duty.
Right. I don't even get fucking points for it, so, you know.
All right, I'm cool with it.
What's my incentive?
Look, then I'd have to get points for his new intro, and the whole thing would spiral out of control.
Well, that was...
Although, it might...
Maybe some one-time points I would not be opposed to.
It might...
It was an improvement.
Boost extracurriculars around here.
Right, know? Right. We'd have new themes every week.
All
right,
Lou, I will give you a point.
Wait, what is he getting a point for?
His creative story titling. Mm. And Brian, you get a point.
Yeah, for the Macho Man.
For the Macho Man theme. Mm. And Ken, you get a point for coming in so the whole thing is negated.
No, I don't want that point.
Then I dock you a point and dong you one.
There we go.
Minus two.
There we go.
Okay, so this museum is a shit because it's the National Poo Museum of the Isle of Wight.
That's what you gave him a point for?
There's a, like 9 of these things.
What?
And his consistent performance over weeks.
You should dock yourself a point.
I will, fine. What does that do?
I don't know.
Still the tag champ. Can't take that away from me until our Mixler event.
May 29th.
I was trying to come up with the day there. Anyway, there's, let's see.
Got to be a Chinese museum.
No, the Isle of Wight is UK.
I thought they have yellow, man.
I'm fucking aware of it. I thought it was just like a good place to go for chinks.
For what?
For chinks, the Isle of Wight. They could pretend to be white for a couple hours to go
they
to the museum.
They could pretend to be white.
Look at some poo.
Well, unless they were shocked.
Dong.
Got it.
I don't think you should get the dog for the facial expressions after.
It was the pregnant pause following.
You should have thrown the facial expressions out quicker.
All right, well, let's see what they got here. It focuses on feces and animal and human feces, as well as human babies.
Why not?
Let's see. 20 resin spheres to show off different types of poo, with interesting facts behind retro toilets and all sorts of stuff. This is...
Poo and poo babies?
This animal had corn before.
They got little, like, poo spheres.
That's so gross.
That you could view the poo.
Yeah. It's like,
they have different animals' poops?
All different animals.
I'm not that interested in that. It's kind of like, it's self-explanatory. Big animals, big poop.
You don't want to know about coprolites, which are 140 million-year-old poo
dinosaur
fossils?
Dinosaur poo fossils? No, yeah. I don't want to know about them.
What about owl pellets with bones and teeth in them?
Oh man, I had to dissect one of those in school once.
I don't want to hear about your turd fossils.
You dissected owl turd?
It's not poop. It's then they throw that up.
They regurgitated.
Yeah, they're like bleh.
It's still regurgitated. It's like, still excrement of some sort.
It's not really. It's bones and fur.
Yeah, you just pick out a vole skeleton more or less. Yeah.
Like, oh, here's the skull.
They have an exhibit called Meerkat Scat.
Weed-a-doop-da-doop-a.
Clever name. I'll give him credit for that.
Well, that's a story. Do you want to go?
Well, yeah, definitely move on. That story was a dud.
I was asking if you want to go to the poo museum.
Oh, no, right. Not even.
Do they have a slide called the poo shoot? Not even if they have,
shit hats.
It's the poop shoot. Look like those smiley poo emojis.
Right.
Unless they have the poop shoot, I'm not going.
Some Mr. Hanky style dude, like, constantly getting in your face and shit.
Getting in my face?
Yeah.
No, I don't...
The concession stand has nothing but like chocolate pops and
if everything
hot everything's chocolate yeah. thing.
Soft serve chocolate ice cream, chocolate fudge,
unwrapped Snicker bars, like
slightly melty,
extra nuts,
hot dogs, but they serve the hot dogs through the middle so you can see like the poop, like the
chili
poop.
Dogs.
Chili. Their bathroom's got to be A1 though, right?
I would imagine.
For like, days, I'm hoping.
You take a deuce in the bathroom, and you know how like you like a roller coaster takes your picture halfway through. It like, takes your picture. Like, would you like to buy a souvenir from the thing? Like,
always.
Yeah,
it's my best angle.
You were taking pictures of me dropping a deuce?
Now, if they took that deuce and made a resin ball for you, like on the spot, that would be something.
Oh, what's a resin ball?
Because their things are like, you know how...
They're all encased. Every exhibit at this place is encased in like a bowling ball.
Yeah, like your bowling ball.
You know, you got your bowling ball there with the thing.
Oh,
in it?
They're all just like. Yeah,
it's a big old turn in there.
That's pretty fucking.
If nice. I could walk out with my own poo in a ball like that, I would have three finger holes drilled in it, and I would be upsetting people at the bowling alley. Uh-huh.
You would use it?
Oh, yeah.
Would you call it the golden nugget?
Golden nugget. I like it.
It's like, yo, man, I'm ass at this game, bro. Stink.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
All right, let's see. Next story. Lou calls. Isn't this the plot to that shitty Rob Schneider movie? Slow internet.
Oh, I was like, should I have added a comment or something? Like,
which movie?
Gong. Next.
Baboon has survived transplanted pig organs into its body and has survived 2 years from that.
It's like, if you could speak its language, it's like, kill me.
It hurts every day.
I feel like a pig.
A baboon with a pig liver?
Pig organs. Let's see. Got an organ transplant from genetically modified pigs that they're saying could be transplanted into like humans.
What the fuck are we trying to like save baboons for? Who cares about if they can take organs or not?
They're the test subjects.
They're the closest relatives.
Because the next one's a hobo, and then it's people.
Yeah.
Listen.
It's hobo midget people.
It's midget hobo people.
Hobos are higher up on the chain.
Fuck yeah. I feel bad for the fucking hobo. Dude.
I don't know, man.
Monkeys are definitely higher up on the chain because they can get stuff higher up on the fucking shelf.
True. They can jump.
They can climb.
Yeah.
Good. Then we're steps away from human transplants.
My only problem with midgets is I just keep thinking of Willow. I'm like, out of the way, peck.
Yeah, but what about Tyrion, man? He's a badass midget.
Like the one dude who's got...
He's a badass an imp. Midget.
It's different.
He's a dwarf. He's the only true dwarf.
It's a fairy tale, Lou. Fuck you. Midget's useless and you know it.
I'd place a bet on him over a crazed hobo.
A crazed hobo? Are you crazy?
Would you, in a Mortal Kombat, would you rather fight a crazed hobo or any midget?
First of all, you got to figure crazed hobo is going to be drug-induced. So there's some kind of crack. There's some angel cocaine. Dust. Yeah.
There's some bath salts.
Yeah,
there are something. Some
oh, yeah, crack. What are they fucking made of money? A bottle. Crack.
What is this, the 1980s? This is fucking bath salts.
They're like snorting ammonia.
They're turned into super soldiers.
They could just be drinking rubbing alcohol. Like,
yeah, that's not high enough proof.
That's not? It's just alcohol in it. Like, it's just glug, glug.
Well, let me tell you, I'm not fucking with a midget like Tim Tom. Or the
Tim,
other
Tom,
one.
And Kevin?
Yeah.
Venture Brothers.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Can we peel his skin off, Mom?
They're constantly trying to stab people and shit, man.
You could punk that guy 25 yards.
I don't know, man. Those little guys.
This is good.
They're sneaky.
I think they're dead on the show, but...
Yeah, are they?
That's just,
wow. You could jump on them like a Goomba. You'd be all right.
That's your fucking solution to anything like small. That's relatively small.
Yeah.
Like children.
Dogs.
Yeah.
What's your... What do
people
you want?
People who have just fallen down.
What, are you going to throw old-timey fisticuffs at them? Like... Come on.
You're talking about
get in a riveting least, text battle with him.
At least people actually use that. You're talking about a video game move.
Can you imagine a midget trying to throw a punch and then him's looking up like, I'm done. I'm not punching that.
Oh, take this.
If you know,
SWAT.
If you know you got to fight a midget, is your first measure to go buy a cup?
No.
You do that move that they used to do before it was like more offensive, where you just hold their head and they're swinging wildly and they can't quite reach you.
I am not afraid even a little bit. Even if he gets me in the nuts, I drop to my knees. I'll just grab him by his stupid neck and choke him to death.
Now, what if you had a midget who was trained in martial arts? You wouldn't. You think
with those little arms? Who gives a shit,
art, man?
In what art? The art of the crane.
He could truly give a monkey. Yeah. Like,
what if it's a midget who could throw a Hadouken?
Well, yeah, they could truly give the 1-inch punch. Like, yeah,
that's all they got.
What about a midget with
the 2-inch kick?
The 2-inch kick.
What about a gang of midgets with the little commemorative baseball bats that they used to give you at the game?
like the Warriors? The fucking, what's that?
A bunch
the
of
Furies.
Miniature oh, yeah, baseball, man. The baseball Flurries.
Yo, honestly, midgets, I mean, who gives a shit, man?
The bat sounded pretty tough.
What are you talking
Army
about?
Army of midgets with tiny bats? They could probably, like, come together to form like one giant guy.
They'll Voltron up, man.
Yeah.
They may get up to, like, 4 feet tall then.
4 feet?
Man, I think you...
That's almost Chinaman size.
You are overestimating.
All you gotta do is reach in and pull out the middle one, bro.
He's gotta find the key midget.
Like Jenga. Yeah.
Like a house of cards, bro.
Man.
Then you get to Goomba stomping.
I wouldn't care if I fought an army of them. I would take out more than you think. It's like, boom, I would get tired and lay down and die before I succumb to one.
You
of
would
them.
Step on the first one,
kill
you'd,
him.
You'd slip on his innards and guts and probably just knock yourself out.
He's
of
not
the
gonna
ground.
Pop like a water balloon.
You'd slip and
he would wake up the next day, sorry, tied to the ground like Gulliver.
You'd stomp one and then just like you know.
They're tough because I might slip. And then they might have me, but I could just get back up. I'd be like,
no,
get
once
midget,
you're down
midget,
there,
midget.
You're done.
What are you talking about, done? I could bench press any of once them. What if get I, off of me.
What if I gave you a shovel, too?
Shovel their theft. I could shovel, like, take an army of them.
Haven't you ever seen that movie
like
where
Sauron.
The giant gets tied down?
Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah.
That shit's a fucking shit fairy tale,
the
bro.
Second,
yeah. Fuck them Lilliputians.
Tale? Your key fighting move is a Goomba stomp.
And that's a for real move for midget.
Shut the fuck up.
That's an everyday danger for a midget.
Yeah, ask a midget what's the least thing they want to do in a fight? Like get stomped on.
Get stomped. I'm carrying all these coins.
Okay, what if I don't jump? What if I just lift my leg up like and then right on their head?
If you lift your leg up, you're liable to get a baseball bat in the nuts.
And you are, I think, by law required to go fee fi fo fum.
Oh yeah, you have to fee fi fo fum a couple times during the fight.
I'm just gonna just yell out like, I'm bigger! Ra-ta-ta! Boom, right in the air. I'm gonna kick one of them nuts flying across.
I think you're underestimating the power of the midget.
I think you're overestimating any midget.
We're talking about a team of midgets.
We're talking about an army of midgets.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, a team of Navy SEAL midgets. I'm fine with it. They have to stand on toilets to pee.
Just
a I don't
sea
care.
Of midgets. They're going to create like a giant wave that washes over you.
I'm fine with it. And you know what?
Or it's left our bones.
And if you gave me, what are those things? Like a sickle? I would just be.
Okay.
No.
Oh,
no,
now we're going nuts.
You don't here's, get a
no,
sickle.
Here's the parameter, Thunderdome.
Thunderdome?
You are strapped to a post in the middle of an octagon. 30 midgets fill the cage. You're given a fucking shovel. They're given commemorative baseball bats. Who comes out of that
do
cage?
Do they have those rubber bands on them, like in Thunderdome, where they could kind of bounce around?
Can I jump on top of the cage?
I'll give them rubber bands to bounce around. Why not? They need a little advantage.
Can they have a shield? Yeah. Little shield?
No shields.
They could have shields
if they
all
make
day,
the phalanx, you're done.
Oh, yeah,
done.
The 300 midget army, I don't give a fuck.
Your poor shins.
Yeah.
They're like, this is Sparta, and lightly kick my shin. I'm like, yeah, too bad. Boom! Right in the forehead with the shovel.
I will agree to disagree. I think that, Brian, you take apart a midget, but I think you grossly are... You're not really sure how tall a midget is.
Yeah. 30 of them.
I worked with one. The guy was dick level.
That guy wasn't a midget. That guy was a Lilliputian. He was a gnome.
You never met him. He was a midget.
He had to stand on the toilet.
We called him Donnie the Midget.
He could have been a fairy.
Was he a Howard life. Stern whackpacker?
Yeah, bro. He came right over.
He does sound kind of like a pixie.
He didn't grab
a wish. You're supposed to grab him and tussle his hair, so he has to grant you a wish.
He was bald.
Oh, he found the loophole.
He was Asian.
You got a spit shot on that, son of a bitch.
All right.
He was an Asian midget?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That guy was obviously a dwarf. There's a couple classes of midget. There's dwarf. Gnome,
Asian midget. Asian pixie. You get three times the wishes. You should have caught that little bastard.
There's like the little lawn jockey style midgets.
The racist ones?
Oh, the horse races. What thing would
they
racist
have their own powers?
The horse, the those the are lawn jockeys.
Fucking ceramic gnomes.
And It's Always Sunny, right? They were all racist.
Gargoyle.
No, gnomes. Have you ever seen a lawn jockey?
No.
It's a.
Well, I mean, yeah, like the little thing on the lawn.
Yeah, but they're always like a ridiculous old school throwback racist black guy.
Yeah.
With the big red lips.
Oh my god.
A neighbor of mine has one, and it bugs me every time I drive
big
past
red
it.
Because
I'm like, that's how you know you're in a white neighborhood. Is you get away with that thing.
Like metal. I've never seen them painted. What kind of racist neighborhood do you live in?
Apparently, a pretty racist one, because they've had the thing for years.
Like, no blacks allowed.
It says that on the back door. It
says on his lips.
So,
it says on his lips.
I'm just going to have to agree to disagree. He doesn't want to budge. He doesn't want to budge on the midget power.
Well, you know what
I
means.
I know you
if you're a midget and you listen to the show, write in. We no have way. A death match idea we want to pitch you.
Yeah. I'm fucking fine.
Get your friends.
Get your friends.
Because obviously there's like a community.
Call the guild.
Tighten it.
I will take any three
the
midgets.
The midget guild.
I'll take any three midgets in a fight to the death in an octagon. I don't care.
All right, well, now you're saying three specifically.
I'll take 10 midgets. Don't care. I'll take 10 midgets in the fight to the death.
So if you listen and you're a midget, put a phone call into Oz. Recruit your buddies. And see what we can
do. The Lollipop Guild is mine, son.
I kind of agree, though. I feel like you could jam-pack an octagon full of as many midgets you could fit in there. I'll jump in over the top, I guarantee I come out.
And you make that Mario noise, like...
Yeah, I can actually get a breather. Too. I could jump, like, on the top of the cage, just like...
To be grabbing at your ankles.
Yeah, you grab my ankles, like, kick one in the face. I get on top of the thing, and then one of them get the mean M. Bison stop. He'd be dead.
And then the little slasher midget, dressed like a leprechaun, cuts your...
Oh, we didn't think of the leprechauns.
This isn't Pet Cemetery.
There's different classes of
there
midget,
are
man.
Classes.
Now, yeah. I want people patting these midgets down before I get in the ring with
first,
them.
No midgets
I don't
are
want no
excellent
fucking
boxers.
Knives unless I'm bringing a knife.
What?
No midgets are excellent boxers.
Yeah, or kickers. Or anything out. With their appendages because they got small ones.
You can't fuck with them.
No, you're forgetting about the magic powers, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
One of them is an acorn that turns
to
stone.
Honestly, my last words will be, oh, Lou, you were right. They have magic powers.
And then
they do something to be magic.
Of course, like there's definitely one that's on stilts. And that's the boss. So, you're going to have big trouble with him.
Boss battle.
What happens when you can't stop?
Can I go back?
I
want to
know, how come every best day ever, you're fucking fighting
this
around
the
world?
This is the best
day ever. I can't take like a group of midgets?
It's just because you stomp everything that we...
Just midgets?
No.
Or dogs.
You stomp dogs. You stomp people.
Lou is sour because he sees himself as one of the midgets.
Yeah, he's the king. He's like Danny DeVito in that fucking Space Jam.
He's the stilt midget.
Saying, give me your powers.
That's your move, man. Come on.
Lou's slightly too tall for the magical abilities.
Why would I make a new move when the old one was perfect?
He's been lying to you the whole time.
I don't
time,
think it
too.
Is perfect. I don't think you've ever executed.
I've never killed anyone, no.
I don't think you've ever done the Mario Goomba stomp.
I haven't because that would be murder because that would kill the midget.
So you're saying you can kill
right.
an army of people with right. you've never
I've
tried.
Had enough of this. So,
One of them's wearing moon shoes.
So anyway.
If I have moon shoes, it's all over.
In summation, congratulations to that monkey. He's living a long life.
Are we talking about monkeys?
Next story. That's how we got on this shit.
Well, yeah, because the midget's lower than the monkey. Now I remember.
Yeah.
All right, Lou called this next story, looks like the work of the Evil Dead tree. So I think I know where this one may be going. Yep. Surgeons remove 18-inch yucca root from man's bottom after he, quote, uses it as a sex aid.
Can I ask what a yucca root is?
That shit just looks like a branch.
What
a
branch. What is that alien?
It's like a big. It's like a big potato. Almost.
He's using it as a butt plug,
or dildo, or anal pleasure aid,
or an emergency like butt sodomy device. Like
this took over an hour to remove, like in an operating room.
I'm sure you could get one of those like real ones online for like $9 on Amazon.
They had to reconstruct the man's anus along with parts of his intestines.
And you know what? Like probably using the real thing, you wouldn't have to reconstruct anything because a branch is stuck in your asshole.
I am gonna shove my fist right into your ass, hard and fast.
Danny DeVito style.
At least he had the foresight to wrap a condom around it.
Safe sex.
Right.
Always practice safe sex.
3 inches in girth.
Sexy.
3 inches in girth?
This thing
root?
Is like a fucking arm.
That's listen, a pretty big
if
root.
I'm sticking something up my fucking ass, I start at 3. I don't look back.
This is horrible.
It's about that.
3 inches in girth.
Well, you could eat yucca. That's apparently the thing. And some people apparently get off on using food items as sex aids.
Like cucumber,
and then
obviously.
Eating them after?
I don't know if they eat them.
Like, you put a condom on that thing. It's
He made a mashed potato style dish afterwards.
But he put a condom on the root?
Yeah. He put a condom on the root. It's called cytophilia.
Like, he's practicing safe sex, I guess.
He was into food play. Cytophilia is where individuals can be aroused by situations that involve edible matter.
He should not be allowed to waste the hospital's time with his ass play fucking.
No, let this motherfucker die of sepsis.
Yeah, take your butt problem somewhere else, you fucking heathen. Jesus.
The doctor should have stuck that tree branch right back up his ass. And
sent you know what? Work. Deal with it.
Yeah, if we got time, we'll get to your stick butt.
It's like, yeah, it looks fine.
Shit it out.
Yeah, if he got it a little higher up there, he could have just pooped it out his
mouth. Get out of my face, popsicle.
Yeah. Bring this guy to the maternity ward.
Push. Fucking tree hugging hippie.
Give him an epidural.
Right.
All right. Well, that story was that.
What's up with the poo stories this week, though?
That's not a poo story.
That's a butt story.
That's a butt story.
Yeah. Get your facts straight, homeboy.
I'm sure there's poo on the root, though.
Poo blood, on poo, root. Shame,
fucking
everything.
3 inches wide. My
lots
friend.
Of shame that's on that root.
Shame. Yeah. Ding 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 ding.
Yeah, it's covered.
Don't make me break out the bell.
No,
I haven't heard the bell in a minute.
Please don't.
Nobody's been shameful.
Shame.
Well, a little bit. But anyway, next story. This is what happens when you let gypsies marry.
Gippos, man.
Gippos?
Gippos. Fucking gippos.
Carnies.
Yeah.
Two gypsies equal a carny.
A dog. I said a dog.
Let's see. A bride flips the finger at her in-laws at a wedding reception, sparking a family brawl.
And her wedding dress. Oof. Oof. That thing looks like it was made out of a puffy jacket.
I see like a gypsy wedding, kind of like a McBoyle wedding. Like that's how I figure it. Yeah. A gypsy wedding.
Only good. Hairier.
Hairier than the McBoyle ones?
Yeah. They're hairy people.
Yeah, they're hairy people in general. The fucking unibrow.
Mm-hmm. So they all wear bandanas.
The bride flips the bird to her new father-in-law. And
he cursed her thinner.
Yeah.
Well, he shoved her to the ground. He didn't
get thinner.
As he Goomba stomped her into a puddle.
Wishful thinking. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. This is in Russia, just so you know.
Gippos.
Gippos.
Ukraine.
On a gypsy trail.
I like this new racial slur.
Ukraine.
It just says Russia. Her name only given as Lena. He launches.
Can't do much with that name. No.
Somebody in the crowd is heard in this video saying, "What the heck is this? Put your middle finger on a plate. I will cut it with a knife."
Is it like that dude from The Room? What's
his name? Then the father-in-law
Tommy
screamed,
Wiseau. "Yeah, is it the Wiseau wedding? It's the party of Wiseau.
You're tearing me apart!
put your finger on the plate. I cut it fucking off."
That was weird.
I didn't push the bride. I didn't do it. Oh, hi, Mark.
You're right.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, finger on the plate. Just another gypsy wedding.
Yeah. They practice Yakuza.
Oh, don't worry, honey. Don't worry. I see you've never been to a gypsy wedding before. Just going to cut his finger off right on the plate. It's fine.
They're going to cut a chicken's head off, too. It's going
to
be great.
The blood just goes right after the plate. Doesn't even splatter all that much.
All right. Well, here's the breakdown of what happened. The father-in-law leaped at her, yelling, "You freaking cow, get the fuck out of here."
That's what we were talking about, man.
Like, somebody on the bride's side said, "Lena, please calm yourself down." While another man screamed, "Say like, go on, kill her!"
Say it like Wiseau, though.
"Go on, kill her!"
He was super angry.
Then he shouts, "You damned whore!" Nice. "I spent a lot of money on this wedding, and what did you do?"
Now I'm there, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then a woman screams, "Lena, you're out of your fucking mind!
You're tearing me apart!"
And then she is led away in tears as her in-laws desperately try to kick her.
Jesus, I gotta go to a gypsy wedding. Yeah. I'm gonna like tape my hands. Just, you know, gypsy weddings sound like a little melee might happen.
Apparently,
betting.
There's one clue that can show what happened here is that there
fortune
are multiple...
Tellers.
The goat's innards spelled this.
Like, first of all, I can tell right off the bat that you're not ready for a gypsy wedding because nobody fights with their hands at a gypsy wedding, man. You got to bring your favorite weapon to a gypsy wedding.
You don't cursed have... object.
Hip bone of a saint.
Yeah. Yeah, like you don't have like the femur of your enemy or, you know.
Femur of your enemy.
Yeah. A shillelagh, a fucking... A bull skull.
A shillelagh adorned in baby teeth.
Yeah. like,
I mean, or if you want to be cliche, a baseball bat with spikes through it.
Like diving flippers and a fucking harpoon gun.
Hey, you want
to
bring
whatever
something
you need to bring to the gypsy wedding.
Want to bring something that either bludgeons or cuts or stabs.
Eye of Newt in teeth of a mole rat.
My favorite weapon so far was the femur of your enemy. That's a good weapon for a gypsy.
Do some damage better. With that.
It's even better if you got the pelvis attached.
Oh, it gives you a +5 agility.
It's like an axe. It's like a bone axe.
It's like a hammer.
Anyway, there were a lot of empty vodka bottles in the footage, so that may be a clue.
And a lot of missing fingers. And a whole lost and found full of fingers.
Catering that hall. Was the whole reception, damn it.
After the night was done, the catering hall just dumped out some gasoline tanks and lit that bitch on fire.
That's funny. I just noticed you didn't actually write, "This is what happens when you let gypsies marry." I thought it was a typo before, but you wrote Jippos.
Fucking Jippos, man.
I like the Jippos.
You think one of those gypsy farmers burned his fucking barn down? No way.
I bet you one of those gypsy farmers put a curse on everybody.
I bet you didn't even sweep
Fortunately,
up.
Fortunately, the bride was wearing her vial of baby tears around her neck.
Do you think gypsies get married in like respectable places? Like
no,
wedding
like a, like a RV.
Well, around campfires.
Campfire. Stonehenge, maybe.
Stonehenge. A big fire around Stonehenge. Yeah, with, like Burning Man right there. Like,
it's a sheep.
The harvest will be good this year.
Sacrifice the bride for the wheat.
It's a sheet, dirty or clean, draped in between two RVs.
Dirty means a fertile birthing.
My dad got me the king size sheets. I'm living large.
I'm God amongst gypsy. All right, let's move on.
Bing pow.
Funny you should say that. Because this next story, Lou titled, "The Japs Threw a Cock Party."
A cock party?
A cock party.
It must have been a small party. It's a little soiree.
It's like three guys.
Yeah. Still waiting on the cock party.
Well, I was like, that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. Cock party. Your thoughts.
My kind of party.
Is everyone throwing the bones out?
I'm fucking roll my sleeves up. Yeah.
All right. So in Japan, Kawasaki, Japan.
They got good bikes.
Good bikes.
Home of electronics.
They have an annual penis festival known as Festival of the Steel Phallus, where they
must be talking about me.
Talking a big game today, Ken. Let's see. Revelers in a street parade, penis-shaped.
No, I love your little spotted fucking limp dick. Yeah, Lou Sandboard, I got it.
Nice. I miss those. Revelers in the street parade penis-shaped Shinto shrines called Mikoshi, emphasizing the spiritual roots of Shlongathon.
Well, what was the Shinto?
You know that shit that they burn the essence and then they bow?
Yeah?
That.
Little dick ones?
Yeah, just big old dick instead of like a picture of a dead dude.
Well, they have 1 meter.
It's this big.
Yeah. Right.
They built a giant steel dick for this. That's interesting.
Ken, was it after you, right?
They didn't have to build it. I got one right here.
I got steel.
And prostitutes pray there for protection against STDs.
That's what they're praying for?
Not to get out of this terrible life.
Or at least not to get killed, I think.
Or to have their genitals unpixelated.
Somebody should introduce the Japanese horse to a thing called a condom.
Oh, yeah.
I think hooking is good business in Japan.
Yeah, you don't got to pray to prevent STDs.
It's a bunch of, you know, there's like this old Asian lady, and she's the madam. Yeah, a lot of houses, whorehouses, big time.
Are there whorehouses? Like,
They don't have a lot of streetwalkers. It's just a bunch of whorehouses.
How do you know so much about the Japanese whore trade?
Well, mostly movies like Big Trouble in Little Japan.
That was in California.
That wasn't even in Japan.
That's well, it's right there in the name.
And it was Chinese, not Japanese.
I mean, come see, come saw. Like,
you know? We just gotta flip the eyes one way or the other.
These are American Chinamen.
American Chinamen. In Japan.
I think that's their preferred vernacular, American Chinamen.
It's all interchangeable.
Japanese or American Chinamen.
American Jap.
This is a fascinating festival, though. It's been held since 1977 and was inspired by the original festival in the 17th century. And you can get penis candies, radishes carved as dicks.
I heard Benihana started it.
People are really into this. Taking a lot of selfies with dicks in their mouths.
In their mouths?
Like they're taking their dick candies and like, oh.
I thought you meant like just dicks. Whip it out.
Yeah, like that's my kind of party. Yeah.
They have a giant steel dick in the middle of the street.
A giant dick in the middle of the street?
A giant steel dick.
But tell me the most important thing, Pete.
Yes.
Did they finish this day up with a bukkake party?
As a Japanese party is wont to do.
Yeah. They had an ookie cookie tournament.
Cookie fortune cookie.
So let me tell you, that last guy had ate the grossest cookie of all time.
And then everyone lines up and buys a pair of panties out of the fucking vending machine.
Do you think the vending machine guy is a creep? Like, he's just like...
Yeah. He's probably the one collecting the perks of the job.
Yeah. Like, would you want a pair of panties that the vending machine guy got to smell first, though?
It's already... I don't want them clean.
That's neither here nor there.
That implies I want one to begin with.
No, no, you gotta think like a creep. Like, yeah. You're like, wait a minute, where's all the aroma? Someone already sniffed this.
Exactly. How are you thinking?
I spent like 12 yen on this shit. What
is like 30 cents?
If your thing was sniffing panties,
yeah,
and you got that a vending machine, could you be sure that the guy didn't sniff the panties before you?
You gotta look at the, if the yellow and green seal...
Make, no, it's yellow and blue make green.
They come in color. Yeah.
If it's locked for freshness.
Yes.
Oh, you want
if it's open, don't trust it.
You gotta get one of those high end vending machines where it's sealed.
Yeah, you know how like when you buy a food item it says if seal is removed, do not purchase?
Exactly. That. Exactly.
Do they give you a picture of the broad?
I'm sure they have to.
I'm sure they don't.
They all look the same, so you only need one picture.
It's some sweaty
It was Lin Lin.
It's some sweaty dude rubbing his fucking sweat on a pair of panties.
It's Margaret Cho.
I'd rather the dude.
It's me.
Just
It's his fucking E Honda.
Big hairy box Margaret Cho.
Yeah, it's definitely me. I get in the steam room.
Food that week.
I get in the steam room, rub some panties on my sweaty body.
Well, first things first, you gotta eat Indian food for a week.
Indian food.
Yeah, you gotta get your stank up.
It's the stinkiest.
Yeah. Oh, but that has a distinct stink.
Everything comes out the pores.
Yeah, Indian food makes your whole body stink.
If I smelled like curry panties, I'd be pissed. Like, I paid for teriyaki.
Oh, this was a Jap panty place.
Exactly.
Our cover's blown. Get out of here.
Our cover's blown.
Grab the extra samosas.
Grab the magic carpet. Let's get out of here.
Grab the samosas. Let's go.
This thing tastes like tiki masala.
We're being real harsh on the Asians and the midgets today, so we're going to move on.
Technically, Indians are Asians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So all the Asians,
the whole
country. And Russians are technically Asians.
Even gypsies,
even the subcontinents, nothing's safe.
The old Gypos.
The Gypos.
Don't trust them. Those people are werewolves.
He who gets bit by a werewolf will turn into a wolf himself in the next full moon.
You telling me that if you've been bit by a gypsy, you're gonna turn into a gypsy?
Yeah.
I gotta see a doctor.
Ken is riddled with gypsy bites.
Dude, that last gypsy wedding was a wild one.
Box you up and make you into a fortune-telling machine.
Next story Lou has titled...
If you do that to me, I'm going to curse you with an eternity of Babysitter Club, Lou.
They do that thing with taxidermy you.
You will watch other people's children for an eternity.
They taxidermy you and stuff you in a machine like in that movie Big.
That's
what was the big what was the name of that the game that he played? Something with a Z, wasn't it?
I don't know, Madam something.
Who?
In Big, the movie Big.
Oh, Zoltan.
Zoltan, yes. All right, thank you.
All right, next story. Lou titled, did KZ just cut a secret album?
Did you, bud?
Might be coming out of retirement.
I'm already confused by this story. So there's a rumor going around that Beyonce intended to release a new album on April 1st.
Yeah, I don't know why they even mentioned that. That's not even...
Because they proved
it. But they said she was upstage because Hamburger Helper released a mixtape the same day.
Killing her, man.
Yeah.
Just like, they try to start some Beyonce beef.
Yeah. Are you reading this story? Because it sounds pretty close.
You missed the beef joke. Come on.
It says... This mixtape overflows with puns about having beef.
What about my pun?
And then I'm saying you're spot on. And it brushes off critics by saying, I'm too seasoned, homie.
Nice. I'm going to roast you.
Let's see.
Wow.
The title is called Watch the Stove.
I think you've met your match.
Yeah, honestly, KZ wrote all that shit.
This is really dumb.
I mean, you're kind of curious, though, right?
I kind of want to listen to this.
Yeah, like, this has got to be at least as good as the Kanye album.
Depends on the
KZ, beat. No, he's right the first time.
Where does Hamburger Helper get off, though, writing a rap thing about how great they are?
Because they're not nobody. No one makes that shit anymore.
I was going to say, nobody who makes over, like, 15 grand a year reads Hamburger Helper.
You know,
that's poor people chow.
You know, Kanye's sitting there like... man, I should have wrote that. I love Hamburger Helper. Brilliant.
He wants his cheesy beef macaroni.
I don't think I've ever eaten Hamburger Helper.
Well, you grew up with money.
Yeah. Well, no, but I'm saying like my mom just never cooked it.
Well, yeah, because she probably had real food.
Yeah,
I had it one time over a friend's house, and I was just like, bleh, like secretly spitting it.
What,
like,
is it basically noodles?
It's noodles and
powder,
beef.
Right?
Yeah.
They give you a spice powder for the meat and then the noodles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've had a ton of Hamburger Helper.
Is that good?
It's delicious.
Yeah. I imagine it's tasty.
I don't know if that's the word I would use. Do you like beef?
Yeah.
Like ground beef?
Do you like noodles?
Do you like subpar noodles?
I mean, noodles is fine. Yeah.
Do you like powders cheese that vaguely taste like cheese?
Yeah, that's all right.
Then Hamburger Helper is for you.
I'm not ever going to buy it, but
it costs like a $1.10.
Have like a party, like a CD release party for Hamburger Helper. Mm. All different flavors, you know, you could...
Yeah, featuring KZ.
Where's the beef?
Right.
I didn't know I was in the presence of the 1%, man. I'm fucking... Yeah. We grew up with Hamburger Helper, where I came from.
Ask them to maybe jump on one of their tracks, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why you kill Hamburger Helper, man.
Delicious.
Your house used to use water as for cereal.
That was you. You're the only person who ever did that.
And I was like, all right, well, I guess my poor friend Pete don't got milk. Just put a little water in it.
My mother was like,
I've seen this on TV.
We'll pick up milk. We just don't have milk in the house. And you're like, nah, I'll eat my Cheerios like a savage.
My bad. I thought you guys were hard, just eating cereal milk.
That's
cereal
like the plainest fucking meal of all time.
Cheerios. My family still
sucked.
My parents still bring that up. You still hanging out with that Brian guy? He ate cornflakes with water.
He must think we're broke.
What's wrong with that guy?
I'm surprised Brian's mother doesn't send you guys milk every year for Christmas.
It's like a year's worth of fucking with dehydrated milk.
Like, yeah, like I know you guys are low on funds, so here's your milk.
In case you didn't get from the farmer, here. All right, Pete, what's that next?
I'm looking for it here. Bitch of the week. The last story. Call this the bitch of the week. Let's see. Student suffers periods when his female flatmate does, with cramps forcing him to take days off. That's bullshit.
Stop eating Chipotle.
Yeah. Sympathy cramps, man. Kid didn't study, clearly.
Oh, this guy's as gay as the day is long.
Yeah.
That's one thing. What state?
I'm looking for it.
Got to be somewhere in the Northeast or on the West Coast.
Hang on. You don't think they take those excuses in the South?
Nah.
Britain?
Even gayer. Even gayer than the Northeast.
Britain. Well, look at this dude.
Yeah, he's gay as fuck.
He's got cheetah tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, he's got cheetah print tattoos all down his arm.
Hang on a second.
And he's making duck face.
This guy somehow unraveled his toy completely.
What toy?
Oh, that's the... Forget about it. Who cares?
The string rope.
It's one of Churchill's toys, like a cloth toy. Whatever.
I'm more worried about the wire sitting right next to it.
I'm sorry, what?
Is he going to choke on
it? Is he going to choke on like these individual pieces of string? Or?
No.
I don't think so.
No, he'd be fine.
Okay.
I mean, if he starts choking...
Heimlich.
Then right. He's going to learn a lesson.
Why don't you give him like a half a stomp on his back?
LeBron.
Oh, I don't want to kill him.
LeBron, come over here.
I'm trying to help.
All right, let's get back to this.
Yeah, you want to take a break after this? I'll put him in a cage.
Yeah. Well, after the news, we'll take the break.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So anyway, I'll give you the gist of this story. Mm-hmm. So this guy's got a roommate who's a woman, and every time she gets, you know, her time of the month, he claims that he gets it by proxy and even has to take days off of school for it. Or work, or whatever this guy does.
Lazy nigga.
This is the laziest motherfucker on the planet.
Liar.
Women go to work with the cramps. I'm sure one gay dude could pull it off.
What kind of cramps is he getting? He don't have ovaries.
He says abdomen pains and the full cramping.
He must have banged the biggest dude last the night before.
Right.
Or is this a lazy piece of shit?
Poking him in the
stomach. Call him the stomach. Call him the enema.
It's moving his organs around.
This is another one of those people. It's like, just...
It's like internal organs pink.
Put him on a list.
You try sticking a 3-inch yucca fucking root up your butt.
Yeah, man.
I wouldn't. That's why I get to procreate. Oof. That's my laws.
You saying the gays can't procreate?
I'm just saying, anybody who sticks a yucca root up their butt...
They can still have sex with a woman or use their genetically modified...
I'm fine with gays having kids. That's not the problem.
Well,
it's if you're getting lady cramps. No.
Yeah.
You're genetically weak.
Call bullshit.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's a liar. He's just a liar.
He's a liar.
Genetically weak, like the Indians.
Like the...
Not even touching that.
Are you talking about woo-woo?
Woo-woo or
dots or feathers?
Yeah.
Take a pick.
Because woo-woo are tough motherfuckers, man.
Yeah. No, don't fuck with a woo-woo.
Tough motherfuckers. Yeah. Oh, no, just take out a couple blankets and take out the whole population.
All right. So what's up next?
That's up for the news.
That's all the news? All right. So
we will take a quick break and come back with some games. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
It's Primetime Chuckles with Steve, Chuck, and Z.
Welcome to the Primetime Chuckles podcast promo. As always, I am Chuck.
I'm Primetime Steve.
And I'm Z.
Why are you talking like that?
I'm trying to hype it up. You know, people will hear the voice and be like, oh, I got to listen to that Primetime Chuckles podcast. That shit sounds hype.
Well, you sound constipated.
Well, I am constipated, Z, and you know this because you're my wife and you ask about my bowel movements almost every day.
Oh, okay, look, I'm just not sure that the voice is working. Maybe we should just focus on telling people what the Primetime Chuckles podcast is actually about.
Et tu, Steve?
Yeah.
I'll take over from here, guys.
Great.
Primetime Chuckles is a weekly podcast that covers movies, sports, mostly football and UFC.
Well, we also talk about random crap, you know, pop culture stuff or just news that is weird.
And then, in my favorite segment each week, we compete to find the biggest knucklehead or chucklehead of the week.
I love that.
I think that's about it.
Okay. Chuck, you have anything that you want to add?
So check out the Primetime Chuckles podcast.
Oh, God. Please stop.
Great promo, guys.
All right, we are back. Check out our friends, hashtag Potter and Family. Mm-hmm. Bunch of good shows. Throwing out a lot of love for good shows. Mm-hmm. You guys ready to play some games?
Yes.
Let's do the movie game. And just like the movies,
hey, turn that shit off. This is Paint a Black Movie Game.
All right. So, I like to start this game with picking movies that are out in theaters. As you know, not a lot out this week. Everyone was expecting Batman vs. Superman to not suck. So they're like, oh, we don't want to release
you
this
You know
week.
A superhero movie sucks if you say it sucks, too.
Exactly.
Because you got the biggest boner for... Like, it's true, though. You're like.
I find the good in all those movies.
But you're like a comic book guy. That's like your thing. So if this epic movie that was supposed to be great, if you're saying it sucks, it's not watchable for me.
There's good stuff in there, but it's... For the most part, 3 hours of grumpy dudes being grumpy.
My biggest shock was when you told me that it went from $500 million to $50 million from the first to second week.
My shock wasn't
huge drop-off.
The drop-off, my shock was that it made $50 million in the second week when after everybody in the first week was like, that movie sucked, it was a stinker.
But I mean, how much could it drop off? I mean, that's like 80% right there. It's like...
Still, like a millions of people had to go spend hard-earned dollars to go see a stinky movie after everyone told them it was stinky.
Well, that's going to happen with any movie. But look, if you're going to make a comic book movie with, you know, well-established characters, make them act like the fucking characters.
True.
They didn't act like the characters.
And that's the sad thing, too, because now that's a successful movie, bro. $550 million.
And now my fear is every fucking movie is going to look like that because it made money. Like every DC movie.
Did it break even yet?
I don't know if it did.
I think they spent $1 billion on it, didn't they?
After marketing, the huge marketing that went into that, I'm not sure how much they spent, so I can't speak to that. So this week, we had two movies. Only one of them had an actor I recognized. We had Hardcore Henry.
Oh, shit, that's a first-person shooter.
First-person shooter movie, which I heard was fun. And we have Boss, starring everyone in this room's favorite, Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Oh, that piece of shit. Oh, no.
Peter Dinklage is in there. I don't know if that's worth
it. I don't even know.
He was also in Pixels, so fuck him.
Yeah, you do. That fat bitch whose only marketable trait is being fat.
But, like, I would never see her movies, so I don't even have, like, that kind of disdain for her.
Preemptive measures.
Oh, my gosh. She's that stinky woman in all those stinky movies.
Well, I hope you have some knowledge of who she is, because I want her in a historical drama involving some kind of jungle cat.
A jungle cat?
Oh, I got this right off the bat, bro. All right,
Ken, you're up.
Melissa McCarthy stars as Bumbaloo in the Jungle Book, bro. So
as Baloo?
As Baloo. Sorry,
Bumbaloo. I thought you said Bumbaloo.
I did say Bumbaloo.
I thought he meant Baloo.
Can we change her name to Bumbaloo for this picture?
Well, she's a female, so it's gotta be Bumbaloo.
She's more raggedy Bumbaloo.
Her whole shtick is falling over things and like rolling around, so she's Bumbaloo.
She's gonna kill this epic movie too, so we'll call her Bumbaloo for the sake of my movie. So she has this whole big fucking dancing scene. She probably steals some guy's identity along the way.
Oh, that movie's terrible.
Yeah. And Jason Bateman plays a jungle cat. And they have it out over fucking, what was it, colonial times?
Just historical.
Just historical. Yeah, so it's colonial. We'll go colonial America in the jungle.
The jungles of Virginia.
The jungles of Virginia. Of course you got that. That's
McCarthy
the theme song.
Sleeps tonight.
A wimbawa, a wimbawa, a wimbawa, a wimbawa.
Sometimes that does turn into a group sing-along, that song. I'm surprised that didn't break out.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a bomb. You're probably not going to want to see it. And
I'll save my money for that real Jungle Book movie. That actually looks kind of decent.
They're coming out with a Jungle Book movie?
The live-action Jon Favreau one.
Jon Favreau?
Yeah, he directed it.
I don't want to get into it, but there's actually two.
There's two Jungle Books? There's two Tarzans.
No.
Are they both live action?
There's a second Jungle Book movie being made by a different company.
Why can't they make a Tailspin movie? That fucking shit was awesome.
Yeah, right.
It's like when
I'm giving you a point.
Shere Khan, man.
It's like businessman. You know, you ever seen that happen where two movies that are pretty much the same movie come out
like
at the same
Jimi
time?
Like the Jimi Hendrix one?
Like
that came
Snow
out?
White joint? Yeah, exactly.
Like,
the Jimi Hendrix one too.
When the asteroid hit the planet in the 90s or when...
Deep Impact or Armageddon.
Or when volcanoes were really big that summer.
Those two Dante's White House
Peak
movies.
And
Volcano.
Oh my God, yeah. There was like five White House movies. They were like the White House.
White House Down and Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah. So this is another one of those situations.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo. Well, this one has Bill Murray. I'm going to watch this one.
Do you know what companies are doing them?
This one's Disney. Right. The one I'm talking
about. Disney one is going to be fucking
Disney one should
epic.
Be the better one, right?
It's got Bill Murray as Baloo. I'm watching it.
What Bill Murray movie has ever been bad?
Exactly.
Garfield. I regret
his one
Garfield.
Regret.
I forgot about Garfield.
His one regret. His Achilles heel, if you will.
I didn't see the...
Let's see if you can answer this. This is a question I got at my trivia night.
Sure.
What 80s movie starring Bill Murray featured John Candy mud wrestling women?
Oh my God.
Stripes?
Stripes.
Yes.
Great
yes.
movie.
Good call.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
I entered a league. Can win $1,000. Anyway.
You entered a Trivial Pursuit League?
No, just trivia. Bar trivia.
You're probably pretty good at that.
Fucking amazing at it. I won 3 weeks running. Who's up next for Melissa McCarthy in a historical drama with the Jungle Cats?
Nice. Go his finger.
Back.
All right, Brian.
Just one more time. What were the three criteria?
Melissa McCarthy,
mm-hmm.
historical drama,
mm-hmm.
Jungle Cat.
Big pussy.
America honors one of its great presidents, and she plays Teddy Roosevelt and seamlessly. And the big cat comes in when she goes on safari. She kills a big cat. That's, you know, whatever. But, you know, she's there with the Rough Riders, and she's playing it earnest and, like, she's going to get Academy Award nomination for it because it's so good. It's like, you're there, man. You're there when she builds the Suez Canal. You're there when she makes national parks a thing. And, I mean, she even grows her own mustache in the movie. That's how dedicated she was.
I was waiting for that.
And, you know, she just plays fucking, you know, Teddy Roosevelt, pretty much.
All right.
You're going to allow this? Him just reading off her IMDb?
No. I was going to say, I was looking up the other one, and it's a Warner Brothers movie.
Oh, I stopped caring about that minutes ago.
Literally minutes, seconds ago even. Many seconds ago, I forgot.
All right, Lou, you're up.
All right, so Melissa McCarthy is playing Lizzie Borden, basically being known as the big fat axe murderer.
I really want to see those Wildcats coming in now.
I want to see her sneaking into the windows.
And so you see her right in the beginning of the movie. She takes an axe and just completely decimates some bobcats big time. That's how you know she's
she gets her aim right like that.
Yeah.
Die, kitty cat.
That's a training montage.
Nine lives right all in one shot. Right. 40 whacks with a wet noodle. Yeah.
Those vicious London bobcats.
And they filmed that shit like 300 style. So real slow at first, and then when the impact comes, doom.
Oh no, Lizzie, you must stay in tonight. The bobcats are loose.
Yeah, except she doesn't use an axe, she uses a mitts.
Did she Leonidas kick that shit?
Fucking thumbs in the eyes.
Tell me she Leonidas kicks that shit.
Definitely there's some Leonidas.
This is London.
Lizzie Borden's American.
This is Virginia.
This is Chicago.
I think it was like Boston or something.
This is Massachusetts.
It could be Concord.
I don't know much about Lizzie Borden.
All you gotta know is she's fat and she's angry.
That's the poster. Yeah. That's the poster.
Dude, I might actually see that movie.
Yeah, but that could be the tagline for any McCarthy movie. It's just like, all you gotta know, she's fat and angry.
Yeah.
And she's the boss.
Right.
I mean,
in fact, Melissa McCarthy stars in Fat and Angry.
Yeah.
It's a cop duo.
She's just the white Queen Latifah, is what you're telling me.
When she, I'll actually get up. Those two star in a movie together, it's like, that is a lot of sass. Let me see that movie.
That's over too much sass. I can't handle that much sass.
Two 250 pound bags of meat just in a movie.
250, you're being fucking generous.
Oh, it's about their weight.
If Mark. McCarthy's not pushing three bills, I don't fucking wake up in the morning.
McCarthy. All right, but now she's fat.
All right, next movie. So, like I said, no other movies came out this week, but I did finish watching House of Cards. So, Kevin Spacey, he's in a romantic comedy involving a ray gun.
Okay, I got it.
All right. Oh.
No, he got it.
Okay, so Kevin Spacey, he is Marvin the Martian, right?
Okay.
And, you know, he's trying to get that Lady Martian, but Bugs is...
Who's playing Lady Martian?
Opposite him?
This is very important, his love interest.
I'm going to say Sandra Bullock, because America's in love with her.
Sandra Bullock.
You know? She is America's sweetheart.
And she has experience in space, so...
And she is a slur.
Is she?
A slur? Yeah.
I mean, I knew she got down in Demolition.
Is that a space
movie,
whore?
Slutty whore.
Slutty whore.
I mean...
No, not Sandy B.
Come on, man. Was it Jesse James creeped on her, man? Because she wasn't putting out enough.
Jesse James started fucking a Nazi after her, bro. She's slurish.
I mean, she did try to fuck Sly Stallone, like, before they even went on any dates. Huh?
You ever see that
virtual style?
Virtual style, come on.
She tried to hug a
Junko?
Yes.
You ever see that whole theory going around that it's actually his daughter?
Mm. Yeah, I've heard that, too. Wouldn't she be way older? Like,
I don't know. When you watch it with those glasses on, that movie is not pleasant.
I also heard a story. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I heard a story that in Batman the Dark Knight Rises. I'm sorry, the second one, The Dark Knight. That Joker's supposed to be a war vet with PTSD.
Yeah, I heard that too, and I actually kind of buy that.
I like it
in that version that works.
You want to hear the two version thing that crushed my life? The Professional. You saw that movie?
Leon the Professional.
Oh my god, Leon the Professional.
Jean Reno
is the fucking French version. The Professional is the American version. American version, everything's like he's got like the father daughter relationship with him, with the girl. In the French version, they cut it so he's got more of a, like a romantic relationship with her. And it's just my friend Nick had it, and it was just like a totally different movie. I was like so creeped out.
It's like old boy.
One of my favorite movies as a kid, too. And I was like, oh my god, this is so disturbing.
All right, Lou, sorry.
I think you said most of what you were trying
to say. Yeah, he's just, you know, destroying shit, kabooming it, you know? There are sound effects all over the fucking place.
I must destroy the earth. It's blocking my view.
Yeah, right.
And that's Marvin's whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Him and Sandra Bully.
Sandra. You dick. All right, Brian, you're up.
Kevin Spacey is in the new Star Trek film. He plays the head Vulcan in the love stories between Kirk and Spock. And he comes in to bust it up because... You know, Vulcans aren't supposed to feel anything, and he's like, why are you getting gay with Kirk?
Well, it's highly illogical. If you can't procreate.
It's illogical. You can't procreate. What's the deal? And he's just like, Spock's all like, man, like, he just zaps him with the ray gun. He's like, stop, hater. And fucking, you know, they get, it's a porno, and they get, you know.
Porno?
Bang boots.
So he doesn't succeed. He tries to stop.
No, you can't stop love, bro. It's like end songs, Jefferson Starship.
In fact, Star Trek, you can't stop love.
Yeah. Right. And Jefferson Starship is the main theme. Like, nothing's going to stop us now.
They're violating that prime directive.
Yeah. Zoe Deldani is like, really? None of you want me?
So I think you're about to greenlight my movie right here, Pete. But all right, so here we go. So Kevin Spacey is a fucking moon scientist. And he works...
It's like a 50 scientist, bro.
Hold on.
I'm a scientist of the moon.
He's a moon scientist.
Moon scientist.
Is that cheese or what?
It's called a lunar doctor.
He studies 50% cheese and 50% the man on the moon.
Oh, he's a lunarist.
Right. He's trying to get behind the man on the moon.
He's looking for that bullet that went in the
sky. See what's up with that. So basically...
He studies that picture of like, the moon with the rocket sticking out of its face.
So basically, he works with Megan Fox, who's just absolutely smoke show.
Sex.
She's just scintillating. And...
Megan Fox.
Who gave you a soundboard back?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That was the sound I was looking for. And Anne Hathaway, who's just...
But.
Just not a fox. But here's the twist, man.
Tush.
Now, he wants to bang Megan Fox really bad because she's scintillating. Mm-hmm. And doesn't want to bang Anne Hathaway because she's stinky-faced. So zombies...
Stinky-faced?
Yeah, zombies start attacking. Man of the Moon sends zombies after their outpost. And... the only way to stop them is the ray gun that Anne Hathaway fucking possesses. So he comes with the choice. Does he bang the hot piece of tail? Or does he bang the old stinky broad but gets the ray gun and survives? I don't want to ruin the twist for you. So.
I'll bang the old stinky broad, man.
You're right about one thing. Greenlit.
Thank you. How much money you got?
Just fucking $4 in my wallet. You want it?
We can produce it with that.
Anne Hathaway's ass is priceless, bro. It is such a good... American thing.
She got nice titties, too.
I'm not saying anything about... Look, I'm on record. I say nothing bad about her titties.
You ever see that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal? She shows boob, he hangs dong.
What movie is that?
I don't remember the name of it. You saw boob.
The only time I seen her titties was that gang movie she was in. Like, where she tried to go into a Latino gang.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Sounds terrible.
Oh, it's this bitch. She's not terrible.
Who?
She's
Catwoman.
Not... Yeah.
Who said she was terrible?
Kenny said that she was a stinky bitch.
She's got a stinky face, I
think. She does a resting bitch face.
Yeah, she got she smelled a fart.
She always looks kind of annoyed to be there.
She looks a little bit like melted plastic.
But that tush, though, you know?
But them titties, though.
Those titties don't lie. Those titties ain't retarded.
Yeah, man.
Catwoman titty, you know?
Yeah, hey.
All right, moving on. Let's do one more of these. Mm-hmm. I saw a movie poster with Kevin Hart, so we'll do Kevin Hart.
That movie with Will Ferrell was good. Get Hard.
That was actually funnier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it was really funny.
It was funny for Will Ferrell. He was the funny in it.
It's awful that you got to go back 9 years in order to come up with a movie that was good of his. He's come out with 9 movies.
Was that movie with Mark Wahlberg any good? The second one they did? Not the other guys, but...
Yeah, it's a little PG for me.
Oh, all right.
Very safe, family-ish.
Kevin Hart plays that clean role, though, right?
Which movie?
Isn't he Will Smith-ish?
No, he's like the little guy.
Not in everything.
He's dirty?
In some movie. In that Will Ferrell one, he's kind of... Yeah. They're both kind of dirty.
He's a little guy.
Will Ferrell, when he's learning how to speak tough to go into prison, and his insults are all, and threats are all off.
Yeah.
That's the best part of that
Aren't all his threats and insults inviting him to rape? Did he get raped?
My favorite one is, I'm going to punch you in the fuck!
All right, so what's the last one?
Kevin Hart in a superhero movie starring what I had for lunch today, an 8-piece buffalo wing.
All right.
Who hates it so much?
Yeah, that's and that's pretty racist, buddy.
Well, Lou, that's why I'm going first.
Kevin Hart with some Kool-Aid.
Kevin Hart stars.
I ordered from Buffalo Wild Wings. Why are you making this racial?
Kevin Hart stars in the movie Stereotype, and he's driving his tricked-out Escalade, and he crashes into a rim shop, and he becomes the superhero Stereotype. And he gets out of the wreckage, and he has the superpowers of just
purple drink,
and fucking rolling hard. He's the hardest motherfucker. He got pit bulls love him, and he can command black culture as he sees fit, and that's a superpower. He fights the man, is the villain, obviously, and he slaps him down. Let's just go with the most stereotype thing, with his giant dick, because obviously the white guy's got the small dick and he's got the big black dick.
I'm actually noticing that a lot of your plot points here I've seen in other movies.
That's after fighting. Saying it, that's pretty much
That's what the fuck? Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite. Yeah, yeah.
And then the fighting the bad guy known as the Man. That's Undercover Brother.
That was also Black Dynamite.
Less funny.
What?
Black Undercover Dynamite Brother.
Oh, Undercover Brother was kind of stupid. I didn't really. But Black Dynamite was.
I'm just saying. Black people, come on, up your game. We've seen all this shit.
Hey, look, man. They know what works. That's why they got a wheelhouse. All right, that's.
I know,
thing.
But there's more stereotypes to be picked from.
Look. Yeah, big time.
All right,
we also can't dance. Yeah. I don't know if you've used that one yet. Soul Plane.
He answers the phone like this.
And honestly, it ends in a twist.
Why people be driving like this?
It's not a black movie if Snoop Dogg's not in it.
Oh, of course he's probably in
it. It ends in a twist when the government comes and takes away his house because he bought above his means.
It's reality.
Stereotype of the movie, Kevin Hart.
Right. I got another one.
I may draw that comic book.
Just like a superhero like stereotype of the S. It's like, you're taking away my home? Why? Get your legal jumbo.
I command these pit bulls to fight.
You can totally draw him cartoony too. Like, he'd be a good cartoon.
Oh, he's like
character.
4 feet tall.
Yeah,
Brian's a step away from Goomba stomping him.
He is literally inches away from getting stomped.
He's too muscly to Goomba stomp. He's like the boss Goomba.
He's like, and it's just like, he just doesn't take it.
All right, who's up next?
I'll go next.
All right, Kenny.
Just give me the three parameters one more time.
Kevin Hart. Superhero movie.
Uh-huh. Eight-piece chicken wing. All right.
So I never used the eight-piece chicken wing. I just use it as a stereotype. He ate it.
Too late.
He's lit this thing.
Too
like,
late.
Disqualified.
I don't disqualify. You get a point. Here's how I score this one. You get a point for each one of the three things. You don't get one, you donged. And any additional laughs, you get points. Those are a little insight.
Interesting. All right, so.
In short, use those three things.
I hope you...
Dong!
I hope you got yourself another $4 because this one's getting greenlit too.
Well, don't get greedy, Ken, but
here we go.
Here we go,
Pete. I'm telling you. The year is 2017. Donald Trump is the president.
No.
The country is again segregated. The black man is denied his eight-piece chicken wing.
Ken. That's where they start.
Damn, fighting words.
Kevin Hart rises up.
Not that far up, though.
To become a pastoral superhero. Yep, and he sings his way to the White House. Buddies up with Donald Trump. Fucks over the black people and gets himself another 8-piece chicken wing.
16 wings? Double the amount of wings.
Oh, yeah, dude. No.
And he doesn't even. He only eats about 12 of them. Doesn't even finish them. That's the end of the movie.
It's too rich for me.
He Uncle Tom's it.
Oh, it's called Uncle Tom, the movie.
Okay. All right, Lou, what do you got?
All right, so it's Kevin Hart, chicken, and what?
Superheroes.
All right, so Kevin Hart is in this Battle Royale-style movie where him and a bunch of his little friends, they have to go up against this dude. He's the superhuman, all right? He's got this amazing move. It's like a stomp type thing.
Is it played by Antonio Banderas?
George Clinton, no, bro. No. Stomp.
His character name is like Flying Cats, played by Danny McBride.
Oh, man.
And you're going to see if the stomp really beats a sea full of little guys. And let
like
me tell
Kevin
you,
Hart, he's too muscly.
And
he's like
it's very specific
like
to this podcast.
You know
kind
what?
Of movie.
You got to put him on stilts, or it's not fair.
Call back.
At first, they're getting beat, right? But then he powers up, Popeye style with some chicken.
I just like that you cast Danny McBride in the Brian role.
Danny McBride is my spirit animal.
That's really good.
Yeah,
that's who I would cast.
Honestly, if there was ever one, if I had a life story to be played out on the silver screen, yeah. Danny McBride's my dude.
I could see it very clearly.
Danny McBride, sans sleeves.
Sans sleeves.
Never wearing sleeves.
It's like Danny McBride, man.
It's almost a shame you cut your hair. You had a real Danny McBride thing going.
He should stop wearing sleeves, and you should start wearing cowboy boots, and you guys would be fucking doppelgangers.
To be fair, Brian has dressed for Halloween as several Danny McBride characters.
Yeah, two. Was it
the guy from Your
Kenny
Highness
Kenny Powers
and Kenny Powers.
Yeah. Kenny Powers one was spot on.
Oh, you had the jersey.
Yeah.
You could easily be the Pineapple Express guy.
You know what?
You're just getting yourself a neck brace. You already have like a shotgun, right?
This year, man. Mm-hmm. Danny McBride.
All right. Well, that's the movie game. I got my points. Mm-hmm. Let's do Perfect 10.
Up next, the dance floor. Painted Black presents The Perfect 10. Next week, it's longer.
Yeah. Why are you having Brian do it, you lazy bastard?
Actually, I don't have time anymore.
Oh, yeah. Fucking children. But still, you got the ideas.
I know, but...
Collaborate.
All of his time is on Mixler now. It's just like every podcast, Lou from Band of Black is there.
It's because I could do that and do like housework at the same time.
Kids like, where? Headphones. Yep. Hey, well, welcome to whatever podcast.
Precisely. I'll be a dad later.
By the way, if you haven't heard me and Brian on Big Papa Podcast, go listen to it.
Yeah that was new a good episode. Out.
Yeah, Lou tried to chime in.
Oh, I was talking mad shit.
My favorite part was Lou made a comment how you were all over Stan's dick, and even Tish, Stan's wife, was like, yeah, you're all over his dick, Brian.
Brian, on another man's dick?
I know, unheard of.
Preposterous.
Yo, you guys...
You may as well make the sound.
Look, just because I'm cold to you guys all the time, then I showed a little warmth and friendship to another person. Sound.
Your warm mouth.
First of all, if you're going to do it right. All right.
But anyway, we're going to have them back on real soon. Yeah. So listen for that. All right. I'm seeing, saw a friend's band this week. So I want to hear your best day at a concert.
All right.
Who's up? Brian? You feeling it?
Okay. I mean, we did do this for,
I think we did do it.
I definitely have done this before.
Did we do concert?
For,
Psycho Enhancer.
Psycho Enhancer.
We did. Fuck. Anybody, any suggestions?
There were many hot dogs had, right?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, it was hot dog heavy.
Yeah. What about your best 4th of July?
Well, I thought we'd save that for the 4th of July.
how about
fun in that?
You're at WrestleMania.
Okay, well, WrestleMania weekend.
Can we do that?
Yeah, sure.
How's that work?
I can do that. All right, so I'll start up. Mm-hmm. So WrestleMania is once again at the National Coliseum somehow. And I happened to be wandering around the parking lot, had a few drinks with me, maybe a little something to smoke, and some strange dude comes up to me, slathering drunk, fucking passes out 2 Primo tickets in his hand.
Oh.
So I got my best buddy Katz over here. He's a little shined up himself. Had a little drink, a little something.
A little beer bash.
So we're like, wow, I got a WrestleMania ticket. So we fucking roll up into there. They bring us into this fucking luxury box. And I'm talking every beer you could think of. 10 pounds fucking chicken wings. Girls with big ass titties serving them with the fucking blue cheese in their cleavage. We're not using napkins, we're using their heinies.
Heinies?
He's gonna wipe my hands.
Yeah. And then to cap it off, at the end of the night, Stephanie McMahon comes and gives us both fucking sweet lap dances. Best wrestler ever!
You close that out just in time.
Fuck yeah, brother.
Stephanie McMahon looking good.
Yeah, man, her titties don't lie.
I was gonna say.
She's looked like a reverse Shakira.
She looked like a He-Man villain, but goddamn. Who's next?
You want to go or I'll go?
Yeah, whoever.
All right. So, anyway, Hulk Hogan, he listens to the podcast and he's like,
very angry at us.
He's like,
no, he's in love with Brian.
Lou and Pete, you didn't eat your vitamins to say your prayers. Brian, let's go out to WrestleMania together and we're going to crash it because I'm not invited because I said dropped a couple N-bombs, just like you and your friends. But, but you know, it was way more important because I make a lot of money doing it. Anyway. So we go there, and he embraces like our whole thing, and he wears a painted black T-shirt, and we bust in during hopefully for him a colored segment. So let's say the New Day, and we go in there, and like the music hits, the crowd just pops like crazy. We beat him up. We're like, you know, whatever. And we go into the crowd. He's like, hey, man, this is the only true little Hulkster right here, blah, 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 blah. And he really plays me up a lot. And I'm like, thanks, Terry. And basically, like, this is not part of the show. So, like, all the big guys come out. They try to fuck us up.
Time. Oh. You hear that?
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the timer ran out before I hit the button.
Surprising. Fucking Hulk Hogan is your The guy that's dragging you around, that's terrible.
What do you mean?
He's a fucking a homeboy.
$150 million. This is good, he's good people to me.
I didn't get to the part where he starts... It sounded like you were about to say piece of ass but you and know, stumbled on it.
You know he's going to the Asian...
You're like rich and racist?
Yeah. You didn't get to the part...
Berg, back me up on this. Hulk Hogan, $115 million. He's reverting right back to his glory days, the 80s, right? What is he doing in the 80s? He's doing mad steroids and mad cocaine. You don't want to hang out with that guy.
No, you're scared of cocaine.
Yeah, big time.
No way, man. Not with the Hulkster. With Pete, I was a little sketchy. But with the Hulkster, brother, big fat rails with big fat fucking mustaches. That's how we do it.
He's like, do it off my dick, brother.
Throw it off my body. I said I wanted to do a fat rail, Hulkster.
You want to.
This is Hulk dick, not Terry Blair's dick. Well, fucking get a big dick out here and I'll do a big fucking rail. Get the Warrior.
You want the Sheik with Hulk Hogan money.
No. Well, I didn't get to the part where Hulk Hogan just takes out trash bags with fuck you cash and starts throwing it at the audience.
Doesn't count.
No, why? Don't count that.
No, it's off the clock.
Yeah, man.
Oh. Well, all right. I felt rushed.
Off the record.
Felt rushed?
You're allowed to say it. Mm-hmm. It's just not on the clock.
Yeah. All right, I'm fine with it. But anyway, yeah. Hoaxer is all about it. Not so much about you, Lou.
I'm perfectly okay with that.
All right. Ready, Lou?
Yeah. Macho Man coming up.
Your retort. Go.
All right. So this WrestleMania, for some reason, Undertaker's powers are legit. They're not fucking hocus pocus bullshit like they usually are. And he raises all the dead greats, and we end up having a crazy ass match between the Hulk, who thinks he's the shit, but that 150 is not going to protect him in the ring. The ghost of Macho Man and the Warrior just beating his ass. And then hot dogs, as far as the eyes can see. Hot dogs.
All the fixings?
Oh, whatever you
onions,
want.
Onions, peppers, chili, all that stuff.
All the fixings.
Hell
cheese.
Yeah.
Nacho cheese.
Mm-hmm.
He's
mm-hmm.
whipping them at the audience. Take a foot long from Terry.
Right. I catch the Hulkster. I throw a very slathered hot dog. He misses the leg drop because he slips on it like a banana peel. Hurts himself, breaks his fucking neck.
Hulkster would literally Goomba stomp you, bro. He's like 6'8".
He's got to deal with the ghost of Ultimate Warrior and Macho Man. He doesn't have time to Goomba stomp me.
What are you talking about? He'd fucking big boot them to dust. Like,
to dust?
And then he'd be like, where's your spirits now, Lou?
And then you forgot about The Undertaker. Sorry, man.
Ain't no one ever got one over on the Hulkster. Except for, I guess except for Bubba the Love Sponge. He's like, very elaborate way for it.
But did he get one over on him? I mean,
you know
get
what's
him big
funny
fat payday.
Is that Hogan, Bubba did like a show on Stern's channel, and Hogan was like always on that show, and Bubba was always jocking him. Like, they were like legitimate.
Why do you think he let him fuck
like
his
this.
Wife?
He said that he would only let two people. He said this on Howard Stern, which is even weirder. That he would only let two people fuck his wife, Hogan and Stern.
He's a man true to his word. Watch out, Howard. Hope there's no tape circulating.
Well, the hoax is here, brother.
You want to hear some weird stuff about Bubba, too? He's a big, fat dude. Have you ever seen him?
Yeah, I've seen
he's
him.
He's humongous. He couldn't wipe his own ass. He's
that fat?
He's got little dinosaur arms, I guess.
Like CeeLo Green arms? Like,
so his woman used to wipe his ass with a towel for him.
Oh, God.
Is he rich?
Get that man like a selfie stick money. With a piece of tissue at the
end. Like Bart Simpson, right?
I'll wash myself with a rag on a stick.
Yeah. He's just a redneck, dog. That's just what he is.
Oh, man. I mean, why is he called the Love Sponge? That sounds sick.
It's just a weird nickname.
That sounds like he lets people fuck his wife and then he cleans up all the cum.
No, that's exactly what happens.
That's what he does.
What a Love Sponge would be.
History, looking back, does support that claim.
Sick fuck probably does it with a straw.
All right, let's move on. Let's do some word association. And this week, I want you to pay special attention to the words I pick because I will ask you a follow-up question for a bonus point.
Ooh.
Ready, Lou?
Yeah, let's go.
Tree.
Hugger.
Jeans.
Jordache.
Lawnmower.
Man.
Sweaty.
Brian.
Mustache.
Kenny.
Okay.
Cheap points.
For a bonus point, who was I looking at when I wrote these words down?
I gotta say Brian.
Some kind of sweaty
hipster. He's got a swarthy sweatiness. Not too different from the Chippos. He's got a Jippo-style sweatiness.
Incorrect. I was looking at the Mexican man mowing the lawn next door.
Oh!
You motherfucker.
I should have known that manual labor was not in the rich man's blood.
All right, Brian, you're up.
Yeah, all right.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Long.
Short.
Rock.
Solid.
Ladder.
Rather?
What?
Wait, what did you say? Bladder?
Ladder.
I don't know what he said.
He said ladder, and you said...
I rhymed it. I was like...
You said bladder. I was like...
Dead.
Space.
Boo.
Reigns.
What was I watching when I wrote these words?
WrestleMania.
That's correct. Bonus point.
Wow. Good.
Kenny. Good. Gross.
Wieners.
Just crooked dicks, bro, with warts.
Oh, crooked wieners, definitely gross.
Heavy.
Weights.
Crowd.
Surfing.
Run.
Fast.
And finally, I wrote one word too shy. So I'll just come up with, let's do hot.
Erotica.
I'm glad you refrained yourself and didn't say Brian.
Very Kenny answer there.
Where was I leaving when I wrote these words?
Where were you leaving? The gym.
Yes, correct. Point.
Damn, you should get donged point for just not being on board.
He had the hardest one. I was literally sitting in my car going, I don't know what words to write. And a Mexican guy was mowing the lawn. I was like, mustache.
How do you have a Figueroa? You gotta know about the lawn.
I mean... He said sweaty, and I just got locked on to you. What can I say? I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man.
All right. We got one more game to play.
Brand new one.
Another one that Brian concocted from his brain. So I may need your help explaining it. It's a little bit of an impressions game.
It's just pictures drawn onto a page. You got to decipher.
It's like cave paintings.
Hey, Ken, who dis?
It's cave paintings.
I don't know. It's a stick figure with long hair. It's a Jillian.
I can't wait for you to bomb in this game, you fag.
All right. Apparently, Brian, I'll let you explain. You got a better grasp on it.
Basically, the deal is I think it'd be funny if we all tried to do impressions, and usually they failed because we didn't know what to say, and this time I locked it into a certain phrase, a famous phrase, and Pete's going to ask us to do a phrase each of in a certain way, like a certain character or person. And he's just going to choose a winner at the end of who won each. Like, so who was the best?
I got three names here. Are you all doing each name, or is it one name?
We're all going to do it, and then, like, you'll just contemplate who did the best out of the whole
thing. Yo, how'd you guys get Milton Bradley over here to fucking make a game?
Look, this sounds fun to me.
To be honest with you, like, if there was money, like, to be made in making podcast games, I would be a pretty rich man, but I'm not, so.
Well, Brian, why don't you start us off?
Let's go.
So start me off, Pete.
All right, your character, mm-hmm. Hannibal Lecter. Mm. Your quote? Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
That's not too shabby.
Hmm. All right.
Ken?
Yeah.
Boo, I hope you lose.
I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a little high and I wasn't listening. I just naturally hated on it.
All right.
But yeah, go on.
You're Hannibal Lecter. Say this.
Say the same thing.
Oh, I'm Hannibal Lecter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ring around the rosy. Pocket full of posy. Ashes, ashes. We all fall down.
I don't think he's seen the movie.
That's all right. He tried to do it spooky.
You went for it.
Yeah.
Don't even know what it's about.
Ooky spooky. I got it.
You went for it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't on point, but you know what? Impressions are hard.
I had hate on Ken. He's just hating on me so hard. I mean, I was like, fuck you.
Your impression was stupid. Your game's awful. And you got an ugly haircut. What do you want from me?
Ugly haircut? No. It's like an inch longer than your shitty haircut.
All right, Louie, you're up.
My mom gave me this haircut. It's a nice one.
And it looks like you pay for what you've got.
Well, good mom.
Ready? Free haircut. Let Lou go, man. Come on.
Sorry.
What was the phrase again?
Ring around rosy, pocket full of posy. Yeah. All
right. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
So you didn't even try.
I was going for a Mads Mikkelsen style. I don't think I got it, but It wasn't.
I'm not going to hate because you went for a different take.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get classic. You're the
judge,
but
you judge how you judge it.
I judged it already.
All right,
Brian already got you. Got your point. Don't worry.
I just tried to go ookie spooky.
I don't really care. I'm just a game.
Ookie spooky.
Ookie spooky.
I'm cool.
That's my game. But I'm you, going for. You I'm had going the whole chills, man. Gasps.
Ashes, ashes. I was. I going, like that part.
I was going for gasps. All right.
laughs are cheap. Gasps are where the money is.
Right.
Just one more suggestion for the game, just so like everyone doesn't take anyone's take. I move and then move. All right, like so he gets first.
Start with a different guy.
Okay, so
yeah. I'm just gonna be terrible at this game because I'm not gonna. You're gonna have to explain to me who people are.
Well, this one you got.
All right, we got it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Sean Connery.
Oh.
4 score and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought onto this continent a new nation.
4 score and 7 years ago. Line.
Wow.
I don't know what's worse, that you didn't remember the second line or you just don't know it.
Our forefathers.
It was a joke. I'm done there. Right.
Line.
Line.
I like it.
That made me happy. Lou.
Oh, man. You know, I don't think I know it.
4 score and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought onto this continent, a new nation.
Okay. 4 score and 7.
He's got a cold, I think.
He's a pirate!
Arr! 4 score and 7 years
ago!
Scallywag!
The second I said it, I'm like,
these dirty bilge rats brought upon our ship!
Arr! 4 score and 7 years ago!
The second I said it, I'm like, damn, I sound like that nigga from SpongeBob.
Are you ready, kid?
Exactly. I think it's enough, right?
Arr, matey, it is. I love this game. Brian, you're up?
Yeah.
You know it. Sean Connery, 4 score.
4 score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought to this nation...
Italian? From Brooklyn?
Suck a dick. Our fathers brought to this nation. I can't do it.
All right, you could do a Bane voice, right?
All right.
Can you do a Bane voice?
I can't do anything right now. All right. I'm actually going to need a line. I forgot.
4 score and 7 years ago. Just do that.
All right. 4 score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought to this continent.
Now take that Bane voice. You're doing a Bane voice, I presume. And just drop an octave, and you got Sean Connery.
You just show us how it's done. Just, yeah. We're graded already. The
4 score and 7 years ago. All right. It's a Bane voice. All right, we got one more. Lou.
Should give yourself the point there. That was pretty spot on.
Yeah, he does a good Connery.
I do a Scottish accent, so that's all you really need. Mm-hmm. All right, Lou, this should be in your wheelhouse.
Sure.
You're going to do Bruce Lee saying, "Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. May I take your order?"
All right. Here we go. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. May I take your order? Okay. May I take your order?
Okay. All right, Brian.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. May I take your order?
Mm. Okay.
I like the inflection on that one.
I'm gonna go with something a little different here, so a little out of the box. I'm going a little out of the box, but ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to Good Burger. Home of the Good Burger.
Can I lip syncing.
Can all I right. take your order?
We have to explain that in an audio format.
Sorry. But
the voice, the mouth movements didn't match the words.
He was dubbed.
He was dubbed.
He was English dubbed.
Oh, that was good for the room.
Wow.
I'll score you for that one.
Oh, we actually have some time if you want to spin the wheel and play the last game.
Let's say let's call it.
Yeah, what are you, 2 hours now?
No, it's like an hour and a half.
Lou's overheating.
Lou's got the vapors.
I do have the vapors.
So why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves? I will tally.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find that. Yeah.
The old vapors.
The vapors, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, honestly, that game, man, I thought for sure, I was like, I had the Connery thing in my head. I was like, I'll get the Connery. And then like the second came, I was like, oh, God, I can't get the Connery.
I don't even know what Hannibal Lecter sounds like.
7 years ago.
Anthony Hopkins, I guess.
Yeah, but didn't he try to put on like an English accent?
Me?
No, him.
Me? No, he did some weird thing.
Who, me?
No, Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, Anthony Hopkins? He was like, I don't eat your kidneys with a, you know,
liver. Like a southern, kidney. Yeah.
Yeah, he, yeah. He was a bit weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Pete, you got a tabulated?
I'm trying to think of how to do an Anthony Hopkins Hannibal.
It's like a southern weird.
It's very fast talking.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to be like
ring
like,
around the rosy.
The best way I can explain it is like very power words, like but softly, power soft words, like oh
yeah.
you got from the Sears catalog. Yeah.
Remember that day? Think.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. You got to think more Midwestern.
Oh, from West Virginia, little girl, huh?
We got our winner.
Let's do it.
With a title defense, Lou pulled it off.
Oh, shit.
It was tight to the end, Ken. You came very close. Brian, tight third. Close match all around.
Mm-hmm.
The dongs hurt you guys. Just going to say that.
I got a big dong. What do you want from it?
So, Lou is our winner for the week, retaining his heavyweight championship belt.
That's right. That he doesn't even want to wear.
That he's not even wearing.
That little pussy.
It's too heavy.
Yeah, like 8 pounds.
When you come with the king, you best not miss.
It's too warm.
So let's close this bitch down. Thank you for joining us.
Well, also give the May 29th.
I'm getting through that. So for now, follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook and check out us on RadioVegas.rocks, # Potter and Family, all the good shit. What else am I missing? Podbean.
I was just going to say shout out to Big Papa Podcast again.
Shout out to Big Papa.
And check out the episode with Brian and Pete.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With Lou chiming in on Mixler.
That's true. You know what? He only said a fraction of the shit I was talking. So.
Well, the other half must have been non-readable.
Well, good. The rest is lost to the airwaves.
Like, it was. I'm sure it was gold, Lou.
It was gold.
No, but I had a really good time on that show.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Thank you. It was nice to not have to host a thing and to actually talk about, like, shit. Like, they talk about shit.
Yeah.
So, it was cool to do. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate it. So, Mixler event. Pay-per-view, live event, Podomania. I don't know what we're calling it.
Well, not pay-per-view, because that shit is free as fuck.
Free.
Yeah. Free-per-view.
Free-per-view. Yeah. Free-per-listen.
Free-as-fuck-per-view.
Free-as-fuck-per-view.
We need a name for all this shit.
I think you just got it. Free-as-fuck-per-view.
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 I like it. What is it, May 29th?
May 29th, Saturday. We're going to start around 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock Eastern time.
Eastern time for you people on the West Coast or the Midwest.
Fake time, Stan. We get it.
All right, Bob Belligerent, you know, Stan, what, Big Pop Podcast? 7 o'clock.
Where the fuck you are, Fear? We don't know.
He's in, like, Canada and, like, oil country or something.
Fear
that. I don't even want to address Cosm Earth. I don't know what time it is over there.
Yeah, it's probably, like, 6 in the morning on Cosm
Earth. Yeah, I don't count on them chiming in. It's probably, like, 4 a.m.
Fear is sharing a bottle of booze with Santa and a moose right now in the fucking North Pole.
But what we're trying to say is we love our pod friends, and we hope they participate in some way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's coming. We'll have further news about what's going on. We know we're going to have a couple events. Tag team title will be up for grabs. Mm-hmm. Heavyweight title up for grabs. The Mixler champ will be best comments of the night. We'll go...
The Battle Royale.
Battle Royale.
Yes. Battle Royale of comments on Mixler.
I had to take a sip. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna, you know what? We should even give a new thing. We'll give away a t-shirt to the whoever wins best.
Great idea. You get one of our shirts.
Yeah, you get one of our shirts. Yeah, you know, I'll even throw in a hat. Fuck it.
Throw in a hat.
Hat and shirt for the best comments.
I'm wearing mine now. I've been wearing it for months. It's comfortable as fuck.
I'll throw in a condom, too.
Used?
No.
Well, then it's not worth anything.
It's the one that's been in his wallet forever.
No, I'll give
they
you
They need to be able to clone you after.
I'll give you a usable condom, and I'll squirt a little lube into a bag for you, too. If you
all right. It.
Just a little sandwich baggy lube. Yeah.
Everything but that is going to be in your package.
Oh, no, that's for real.
So there are stakes at play, and we will have more information coming as we slowly figure this shit out. But it's happening, and we want you to join us. So, Brian.
Yes.
You lost. Lou, I'm sorry. I thought you. I'm so used to cutting to you for the 20 seconds.
Lou, if that's not the best compliment of the night, I can't say.
Like, damn, Pete. That was Lou? Ice cold.
Lou won?
That was 100% legit, too.
He's like, Brian, eat shit, man. Like, this guy, cold as ice.
You think he said he's used to me.
Cold as ice.
He's saying he's used to me winning.
He's
dummy.
Like, Brian, sorry.
He had to fill it in with something, so he's just like, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, you try to spin that how you want. It's like, Brian, oops, Lou?
It was funny.
Like, question mark?
When our friend Rise Like Phoenix Dan from VGX3 Podcast, which you should also listen to, because it's great.
Great show.
And great show. There's familiar voices.
Yeah. That Giant Shark, man, just got the best views of ever.
That Max Barracuda, that's a knowledgeable motherfucker.
Yes.
He knows his shit.
Together, they're just a win-win combination.
And then there's a host.
You know what, though? Giant Shark sucks at video games.
He doesn't sucks at the trivia.
I want to say that I beat Ken so bad in UFC that he went home for the night. He's like went in his little room. He's like, I don't even play no more.
I was home.
But he instituted the thing where the loser gets 20 seconds. Do we want to use that?
No.
No, I'm with you.
The loser gets 20 seconds?
You earn what
of time after the fucking show.
I was debating whether to play like a song while you contabulated and then saying the losers are fucking me and Ken and then lose the winner, you know? But no, losers don't get to talk.
No, I think Lou gets to berate us for 20 seconds.
I agree. So 20 seconds on the clock. Mm-hmm. Go.
That's right. Y'all didn't think I could do it? I'm the champ once again. I don't give a fuck if I'm holding this thing. I mean, you bought this shit on a drunken whim, like, you know, whatever. Whatever's whatever. But just be on the lookout, because I'm coming for those tag team belts. Both of them. Both of them. I don't give a shit if I had to get them myself. You know?
Man, you wish that ended 5 seconds before.
Hey, you don't get the duck.
It's after it.
But I do.
Oh.
Close the door behind you. Sleeveless plant!
Yes!
I never had shit, had a heart, got a slit. Might as well rip it out. Got a dream, I ain't giving now. That's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Well, fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Send a cop into a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and this bitch, don't remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own dick.
Stars of Gestapo. Stars.